dog.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Your Mother and My Dog, the podcast. Last week I said it was episode 56, but in reality it was episode 57, and this is episode 58.
58 whole episodes.
Hey Jesse, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you.
We dig back into a familiar time period, which is the mid to late 90s, mm-hmm. with this episode. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this before, and I did zero research to look up the answer. But is this our first alien movie?
Is this our first alien movie? Perhaps.
Okay. Well, look. Well, what's an alien really? Like Chronicles of Riddick, are they aliens?
Yeah, and like in Green Lantern, like some of the lanterns are aliens, you know.
But this is like the first movie really about aliens.
Okay.
The aliens are like a main part of it.
If you're going to be that, what about Prey?
Yeah. But like when you think of an alien, well, this isn't really. Anyways, we do. Today's this week's movie is The Faculty, which, if I go to dictionary.com, the faculty definition, good movie, by the way, but the faculty definition is an inherent mental or physical power or a group of university departments concerned with a major division of knowledge.
Right. I felt like there was a lot of knowledge in this movie.
Right, but we don't have to get to the movie yet. We can talk.
Talk about stuff. Yep.
I was talking to somebody this weekend about how our podcast is a perfect sleeping podcast. Mm-hmm. Put it on and fall right to sleep. And they said that like as in they weren't meaning it as an insult, but they're like, I feel bad saying that because it's like it's an insult, but it's like our claim to fame.
Yeah, I'm okay with being a nice, cozy, put you to sleep podcast.
Did you do anything in the past 7 days worth talking about, worth mentioning on the podcast?
Not particularly. I did see that you were driving like the colorful truck. Now tell me, how many of those are there?
I think there is only one. Two at the most, but I think there's only one of them.
And how did you end up with that special treat?
Turns out that vehicle is mostly just a spare vehicle. It's mm-hmm. used when, say, as in my case, my truck was in the shop being serviced, and they're like, well, here's a spare vehicle. It just happened to be the rainbow-looking truck.
Okay. How was that?
Here's a secret for you. Here's a Canada Post trade secret. Oh. Don't tell anybody. But okay. The truck is the exact same as any other truck. Oh. It just is a different color.
Okay.
I thought maybe. So like I didn't know I was driving a different truck because it was like the exact same truck. Mm-hmm. But people were kind of giving me the weird eye. This didn't happen to me, but I've been told that people have confused it as an ice cream truck in the past.
Oh, I could see that. I was going to say, I thought maybe if you like licked it, it would taste like something like, you know, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries situation. But apparently that is not the case.
You don't want to lick it, no. It's like an actual, it's like licking your own vehicle. It wouldn't be good.
Right. Something
you hasn't been washed in years.
Right. You wouldn't want to do that. Okay. Well, you know what? Beyond that, not a whole lot has happened to me in the last week. Just been paddling and working and living life, I suppose.
So besides what happened to me, nothing has happened to you?
The only thing that's happened to me is what's happened to you. You are that influential on my life.
I went camping. That was fun.
I saw that. I saw it. I think it was an Instagram story that you were on some sort of island. And then it made me remember that you were camping. How did that go?
Went well, thank you.
Did you sleep in the vehicle like you had anticipated?
Yeah, we didn't bring a tent. It was vehicle sleeping.
And how was that? How did it work?
It was cramped. I am taller than the back of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So we'll have to do, because we're going in about 2 weeks to Oregon, where we're going to be camping in our vehicle again.
Yeah.
We're going to have to figure that out. But I made some adjustments. You know, the first sleep was bad, but the rest of the sleeps were perfectly fine. One second.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot that you had lumberjacks sawing wood at your place today.
No, that was just a cat who... okay, so we have... I don't know if you have this as well. This is a segment we like to call Cat Talk, where we talk about our cats. I haven't heard your cat scratching in his toilet, but maybe that'll happen during Cat Talk. But we have, when we go away for 2 to 3 days, we have a little extra food dispenser and a little extra water dispenser, so I can kind of load them up a little bit, so that they're fine for the 2.5 days we're gone. But instead of putting them away, I just put them on the ground, and one of the cats likes to just move it around.
Right.
And that's what that was.
Okay. So not lumberjack sawing a giant log.
No lumberjacks, no.
Okay. Just thought I'd make sure. Sports? You've been watching sports? You've been playing video games? Do you play many video games anymore?
I have been on the Grand Theft Auto train. I think I've talked about this a little bit. The only time I really play video games is at work.
Oh, right, like on your Switch.
Yeah, because I have to kill time, so I just play. Do you have a Switch?
I do have a Switch, yep. I haven't played anything on it in years.
Oh, so did you play the original, or like the Breath of the Wild Zelda?
No, I didn't. Mackenzie played it like a tiny bit. We own it, but I have not played a single second of it.
So then you're not interested in the new Zelda game that came out yesterday?
I mean, they look good. I just haven't been too into playing video games, I suppose.
Yeah, it is tough.
It's tough?
Because, so, as an earlier child, a younger boy, mm-hmm. The only responsibility you had in life was like school, so you can just play games.
Right.
But now, like, it's so hard to find time just to sit down and play, and especially if you're popular and people want to hang out and stuff.
Right. I have found, especially over the last month, that I just, like, have been legitimately very busy. Like, just all the time.
Brag much. Well, you'll need something to do, next month when your roommate leaves.
That's in July. Yeah, early July. She's gone a whole month.
Oh, sorry. A month and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe you can pick up the new Zelda game and play that.
Or play the first one.
Since we played the first one. Yeah. I mean, I have Breath of the Wild as well. And it's, you get to a certain point and it's like, man, I'm not, like, I just keep dying and it's not fun.
Right. It sounds like a kind of like a get good situation, don't you think?
There's a mechanic in it, which I don't like, but people do like, and that's how, like, you get a weapon and then you can only use it for a certain amount of time and that just breaks. And you're like, well,
right,
that's stupid. Bring back the old Zelda where you just get a sword, a wooden sword.
One sword and it just works forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that whole, like, my stuff breaking thing. Yeah, doesn't sound like my thing.
Okay, so if you were to, so you have a month where you don't have any sort of, well, you need to kill time because normally the time you spend with her is gone because she's gone.
Right.
What would be like a type of game that would interest you to kill that time if you were to play a game, even though you're now older and maybe you have different interests that aren't video games?
I like the Dark Souls games. I might like try to play Elden Ring or something like that. That interests me. But like not enough to buy it and play it, you know?
My brother plays a lot of Dark Souls, which is interesting. I think it's they're pretty cheap at this point.
Wow. The lumberjack has dropped dead from exhaustion.
You can probably get Dark Souls pretty cheap here. Let me just...
I don't think you can get Elden Ring cheap. Like I own Dark Souls 1 and 2, but I have it on Xbox 360. I beat Dark Souls 1 like 3 times. And what's that?
They do the thing these days, like they do with Grand Theft Auto, where they just kind of like remake the game. Like a new edition or whatever. Mm-hmm. Dark Souls maybe 3? Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, you can get definitely. I think you can get Dark Souls Remastered on.
Yeah, Remastered. That's okay. It's not cheap.
No, I wouldn't imagine so. Probably $60 or something.
Exactly. You can play the new Hogwarts game. For $80.
Yeah, none of it's really speaking to me.
Maybe you can read a book or something.
Yeah, I might find myself reading a book. I'm more likely to do that, I think.
Well, you've changed.
You know what else? Where? You know who else what? Changed? Uh-huh. Oh, we're not ready for the segue.
No, I was gonna segue, but if you want to segue, that works too.
Well, you know, certain characters in the movie we watched changed, you know, from their normal selves to like a parasite self. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, true. You know where they read books a lot? High school.
Oh,
which is where this movie takes place.
Oh, so true.
Okay, sure. Let's get right into the ending here. The faculty. This is apparently a cult classic. I didn't know anything about it. Right. Until I loaded up Amazon Prime, and then it kind of gave me the tagline of the movie. I'm like, I did not realize this movie was about aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But the alien at the end, played by the actress who's apparently from like Surrey.
Laura Harris.
Laura Harris. I thought that was like a pretty good alien from 1998.
I thought so as well.
Very, very surprised.
Yes, yes, indeed. You know what I saw? What I said when I saw the alien? I was like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay. When you said that, I had my cursor over Usher, and I was like, I should say yeah, but then like that's too an obscure joke for you. But
it clearly wasn't. Not.
Yeah, he wasn't in it very, very often, but he is on the cover of the movie, and he's ahead of Elijah Wood as well,
which makes no sense. Yeah, when I'm looking at the poster for this film, and when I was like looking it up a little bit, I mean, I didn't know much about this movie when I started watching it, but I'm like, and all I knew was Elijah Wood was in it. And then I looked at the poster. He's like at the very back. I'm like, oh man, he's not going to be in it very much. But he's like the main role, I would say.
He's the main character for sure. But even in the Wikipedia like starring thing, Elijah Wood is last. Usher is above him, which is just insane.
It makes no sense. I guess maybe when it came out, he probably wasn't a big enough star. I suppose he hadn't quite gotten into the Lord of the Rings phase of his life.
But Usher was?
Yeah, that's strange. I will say Usher was had a pretty good performance. Not that he was really did much, but I don't know if he did much before this film, you know?
Elijah Wood had been in quite a few things before this 1998 movie.
Oh yeah, what's that?
Flipper. He was in the Ice Storm. He was in The War. A bunch of other stuff. He was even in the Back to the Future too.
Oh, right. He was one of the kids in the arcade. Or it wasn't an arcade. It was like a diner and there was like an arcade there. And Marty's like, hey, I can show you how good I am at this. And he was really good at it.
He auditioned for a role in Kindergarten Cop when he was 9, but he was told by the director that his performance was not believable.
Right.
Bad acting for, he couldn't even make Kindergarten Cop.
What a joke of an actor.
He was in Forever Young, a 1992 American fantasy romantic drama film starring Mel Gibson and Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's quite the cast.
So yeah, he deserved a little bit more than, you know, behind Jordana Brewster.
Do you find when you're watching Elijah Wood and things that you just see Frodo on the screen?
Well, I'm not sure if I've told you this before, but I have not seen any of the Lord of the Rings movies. So right. No, Frodo is not who I would. He's no.
I thought even considering that fact that maybe you had seen clips here or there, it's pretty big in the pop culture world. I know you're very tapped into pop culture and all that.
I've heard of the movie. I just know what I don't consider Elijah Wood as Frodo.
What have you seen him in?
Right now he's in Yellow Jackets.
Right. Have you seen Sin City?
No.
Have you seen Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind?
Yep, I didn't realize he was in that.
Yeah, he's in that. He's got if I were going down the list of people in that movie that aren't Jim Carrey and what's her face?
The Titanic.
Kate Winslet. He would probably be like the next in line for like the person who's on screen the most.
I mean, he voiced Mumble in the Happy Feet franchise.
He did that as well. Yes. Can't forget Happy Feet.
Anyways, yeah, good performance by Elijah Wood.
Totally. There was a lot going on in this movie that was more than just a horror movie. I don't know if you call it a horror movie. Sci-fi movie, I suppose.
Science fiction horror film is what they call it.
Yeah, okay. I really liked the... I guess I've seen a lot of high school movies lately. Or maybe not a lot, but like Clueless and is an example. And something else. Anyway, there's always like the jock.
And The Craft.
The Craft, thank you. The Craft. There's like the jock and the popular girl and the quiet girl no one talks to and all that. But in this movie, all those tropes, they all changed. Did you notice that? Like Stan, he was like the jock and then he turned into like the academic kid. And then there was Elijah Wood, who was like the dorky kid, and then like the popular girl was like sort of into him. And then the popular girl, well, she kind of stayed the same. But like the quiet girl like fell for like the jock guy, and you know, everyone was like doing different things. I thought that was cool.
Yes.
It felt on purpose.
For sure. The beginning of this movie with Terminator guy.
Yeah.
There are so many familiar faces. You're like, oh my God, that person. Oh, that person.
I did find myself doing that a lot. Yeah.
And you're like, oh, John Stewart's in this.
Yeah.
A loaded cast for 1998. They might not really have been that well known. I don't know. I was 7, but.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Have you seen any more of, or any other of films by Robert Rodriguez? Because I guess he's kind of one of those directors who's kind of like David Lynch and Quentin Tarantino, who like pick the same actors to be in their movies. Apparently,
right?
He really likes to have Salma Hayek and Elijah Wood in his movies.
Oh yeah, Salma Hayek in a small role. I mean, I've seen all the Spy Kids.
Right. And yeah, Salma Hayek is in this, but also in From Dusk Till Dawn. Have you seen that movie?
No, but I know of it.
I hate that movie. I think it was in 2018 or 2017. I tried to watch 100 movies in a year. Ended up like in 113 or something. And From Dusk Till Dawn was one of them. And it was the worst movie I saw out of all of them. I hated that movie.
Right. She also did Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Right. So yeah, he's one of those directors who just picks people he's already done work with. Fair enough, I guess. But I thought this was much better than From Dusk Till Dawn.
Oh, George Clooney's in that one.
Yes, he is. Yeah, this one was pretty well written, I thought, and pretty well acted. Like, it didn't feel formulaic to me. And I liked how it also made a lot of references to other, like, properties. Like, there's like they mentioned Men in Black a few times and like Invasion of the Body Snatchers and stuff like that. I don't know why, but I kind of like when movies do that.
I just watched Scream, the original mm-hmm. Scream, and mm-hmm. they did it.
Yeah.
And apparently this Scream, so Scream came out in 96, and that was a successful movie. And so this movie coming out was because of that movie. Like it was pretty similar, feel to it.
I can see that, and Scream also has an amount of like self awareness that I think this movie also had.
Yeah, it came out from the same film company, so it wasn't like it was a ripoff necessarily. It was just like it was successful, so let's try something similar but with aliens instead of a horror movie.
Yes. Did you find, I find with like cult films that I haven't seen before, I watch them and then I come across like a scene that I subconsciously have seen before and didn't even realize it was like from this movie. Did you get that at all with this one?
No.
Like for me, when right near the end where they're like all locked, they've locked themselves in the gymnasium and then Stan goes out to like see if they've killed the queen when they killed that teacher, I forget, or the principal or whatever. And then he like goes out in the field and all it's pouring rain and all like the football players and the coach are like, they got their little tendrils out or whatever, soaking up the rain. I had seen that somewhere before, but I did not know it was from this. That was a cool scene. But what did you think of, speaking of which, what did you think of the effects in this movie? Because it was like a mix of practical and special effects for sure.
Like CG. I thought they were done very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one teacher getting her head chopped off and then the tentacles.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were on her head. Like the camera was on her head for like a while.
Yeah.
So you can see like they weren't trying to hide anything.
Yeah.
And I thought like it didn't look green screened at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think for 98, it looked quite good. And then it was nice seeing some practical effects as well. Like, I'm thinking specifically of, well, there was like half and half of the shots of like the final alien, if you will. Some of it was practical and some of it was CG, but the practical especially looked really good. And then also when they were fighting Jon Stewart's character and he had like the pen in his eye and his fingers got all chopped off. I thought that part was cool too.
Yeah, poor guy.
It was weird seeing Jon Stewart. I don't imagine him as ever being an actor, but I guess he had been.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he was in much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the friend in Big Daddy, the Adam Sandler movie.
Oh, that's true. Forgot about that.
But other than that, I don't think I've seen him in anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Yeah, okay, good acting. Yeah, the writing was good, but you're right, it was like it wasn't just a like formulaic high school sci-fi movie,
Yeah.
which made it an unboring watch. It was
And the time
quite
just flew
interesting.
by also.
Time did just fly by, yeah.
It didn't, and it didn't like feel like some movies they get caught up and like spend too much time on a certain thing that isn't that interesting, or there's scenes that are totally superfluous. I think it had a very good focus, and that was part of its success in terms of yeah, it running smoothly, and it didn't feel like it was dragging on, you know.
Yes, I agree. We were talking about Lord of the Rings earlier.
We were.
This is actually the movie on set where Elijah Wood was, where he first learned about the movie. Somebody told him that he should audition for it.
Really?
Apparently.
Well, that worked out well for him.
I guess, yeah.
I was glad I'll say for sure, I'm glad I picked this one. Up until maybe a few months ago, I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, there have been movies that you've picked in the past that maybe haven't worked out so well, but you know, the faculty's good.
Yeah, it was
A
good.
great pick.
Thank you.
Yeah, a fun watch.
Very fun. I agree. Very, very fun.
Usher is in it. Jessica Alba was close to getting the role of Delilah, but Jordana Brewster, it was her film debut. It was Usher's film debut.
Hey there, Delilah.
Nice.
Thank you. That I just put that in there.
Josh Hartnett was also in Sin City, apparently. The music was good.
Yeah, that was another thing. Music was good.
Jon Stewart plays the character of Professor Edward Furlong. Actor Edward Furlong played John Connor in Terminator 2. Robert Patrick in Terminator 2.
Another thing, yeah, there was like so many faces that I recognized. Like one of the teachers was like a guy from Malcolm in the Middle. You know,
Yep.
Francis's like,
The commander.
yeah, the commander guy with one eye. And also one of the guys from That 70s Show.
Oh yeah, Danny Masterton. He was only in briefly buying something.
Yes, very, very briefly.
We don't like to talk about him anymore though.
Do we not?
No, he's a bad guy.
Oh, shit. Well.
That's why they just that came out with That 90s show, like a spinoff of That 70s show with like everybody in it still. But he wasn't invited back because he went on trial for doing some bad stuff.
Oh, Jesus. Well, all right then. And also I noticed that Joaquin Phoenix's sister was in this, like super briefly.
Yeah, she and that dude played just a role where they just yelled at each other.
Yeah, you know, you got to have the yelling couple, I suppose.
The principal played, or she was, the actress was Fraser's ex-wife in the Fraser show. She also played Morticia in the Addams Family. I don't know if it was like the newer one or the Addams
Scooby-Doo
Family.
wah. Scoob Fraser has a absolutely amazing theme song. Toss salad and scrambled eggs, you
Is that the
What
theme
do I
song, or is
know
that
what to do with those
the
toss
end?
salad and scrambled eggs? It's the beginning.
Is that the end?
It's the beginning. Maybe they play it at the end too, I think. Hey, how often do your cats go devil mode? Quote unquote devil mode. Like they get a look in their eye and they sort of sprint around the house and growl and be strange.
Often.
Okay.
We do have a difficulty going to bed.
Right. They get all riled up and suddenly it's all action.
It's a lot of screaming. One last thing I'll say about the actors in this.
Okay.
So the guy who played Stan, the ex-football player, turned I Want to Be Smart. Last week, or the movie of the week was Waterworld.
Yeah.
Starring Kevin Costner. And we talked about a movie that Kevin Costner had done, which I'd never heard of, called The Postman. Turns out he was in The Postman.
Oh. There you go. Small movie world.
Speaking of Adam Sandler, Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, the main antagonist from Happy Gilmore played Elijah Wood's father.
Very, very true. That was another face that I saw and recognized.
Just a small world.
Life is crazy. That's all I can say.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we hurry up those scores?
I don't think so. No, I think we hit it all. I also was pleased with the actors. Well, okay. You know how sometimes you watch like a high school movie and it's like, yo, that dude is like 30 years old. He is not in high school. I didn't feel like this movie suffered that too much. That's always distracting. I hate that when that happens. Like somebody who's like 20 years older than they're supposed to be. So I didn't notice that. That's the last thing I want to say.
Well, that's good. Josh Hartnett was born in 1978. This movie came out in 1998, which means he was, you know, around the same age.
Yeah, 20. That's almost exactly how old he was in supposed to be in the movie, right?
Yeah, I was a little older. Like yeah, could older. Still play football somehow.
That's a great idea. Just if you have like a high school team, just get one of your students to just flunk out of grade 12 over and over again, and you just have like a 30-year-old on your team.
I don't know if that's legal.
Legal? What, are you going to like put them in jail or something?
All right, do you want to go first for your acting score?
Sure. For a movie like this, you maybe don't expect great acting, but it actually was quite good. And I'm very happy that Elijah Wood had the main role. I think lately we've been striking out with acting in terms of the main actor being not very good and the people surrounding them being a bit better and sort of wishing that there was someone a little better in the main role. But I liked Elijah Wood a lot. I liked everyone surrounding him. And I liked the... some of the acting was like a bit tongue-in-cheek and like a little self-aware, but it was good and it was effective. I gave acting an 8 out of 10.
This movie wasn't perfect for acting. Like Jordana Brewster wasn't great. She wasn't bad, but she wasn't like the best actor you've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else was on point. The smaller characters, very supplementary. Yeah. Positive. The alien was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a joy to watch.
Totally.
They looked like they had fun. I could have sworn Josh Hartnett was probably older than 20 when doing this movie, though, but... good for him. I also gave it an 8.
Sweet. You gave it an 8? I gave it an 8.
I'll do ending first.
Okay.
I was skeptical. Well, I watched the ending. I'm like, this isn't going to be very good. And then there were some nice effects, some explosions, some cool aliens. Looked pretty real.
Mm-hmm.
The way that Elijah Wood, you know, ended up killing the alien in the end, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
The benches. The fact that, you know, he's this whole cocaine thing, stabbed in the eye, and you know it died. But while it died, it shot stuff into him, which created like kind of like a heightened sense of, oh no, what's going to happen? Because at this point, like, they had pretty much infected every single character. So I was fully on board of it being like, okay, they're going to like make everybody an alien, and that's how they're going to end the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he killed the alien, you know, it all fell out and everybody was fine. But then when they were back, it was 1 month later, and they were back in school, and then all of a sudden, like, he's with the cheerleader.
Yeah.
That's when it lost me. I'm like, oh no, you lost points on that one. Unbelievable, I say. There it is. So 7 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I also liked how it ended in terms of how the final alien was killed. And like, while the little parasites were like burrowing into Elijah Wood's face, that part was cool. And I also liked that the ending, I feel like movies like this, it'll end like it did with that scene with Elijah Wood, and then it'll be like a month later, and then we see like, oh, it's going to be a happy ending, and then you see like a little glimmer, like, oh no, the aliens are still there. But it didn't do that. I kind of appreciated that it didn't do that, because I feel like a lot of movies end that way. And I think the final sequence was good, and like I said, it was pretty subtle. But earlier on in the film, it was like, it seemed like the cheerleader girl was like sort of into Elijah Wood's character, and then I guess it came to fruition after this was all said and done. Maybe it was a little bit of a strange choice, but I don't know. It didn't bother me too much. For the ending, I gave it a 7.5.
Okay. The Faculty 2?
There's a Faculty 2?
No.
Oh.
That's... they didn't try to show us that there could be.
I see.
Okay. Do you want to go first with your ending score? Or with your overall score? Do I need to go first?
You can go first.
I was afraid that you'd say that. Okay. So acting was great. An 8 out of 10. I mean, there hasn't been that many movies where you've given such a high acting score.
Mm-hmm.
Writing was good. The way that they kind of diverted from the norm. Yes, this was the high school movie. Yes, this was an alien movie, but it didn't feel like they were just kind of playing the part. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen this before. Special effects was great. Overall, this was a great pick by you. And I gave it a 7.75 out of 10.
Nice. Well, you know I'm not going to give that score, because I don't think I've ever given a 0.25. So I think you're safe there. That might be a strategy if you're ever worried about us having the same score. Yes, I thought the acting was very good. And yeah, it was it was like a high school horror film, but like a bit more original. Like, it had a bit more a depth to it, which I really appreciated. And also I liked the references to other sort of franchises. And it was cool seeing all the familiar faces. And it was a lot of fun. And I like Elijah Wood, and he did not, he delivered for sure. I gave this one an 8 out of 10. I would highly recommend this one. And I will say, it lives up to its cult status in that 10 out of 10 people I mentioned this movie to, maybe one knew what it was. Most people have never heard of it.
That is very culty.
Yes, it is.
What do you think ChatGPT gave it out of 10?
I'd give it a nice 7 out of 10.
And gave it a 7 out of 10. It's very good. You're on fire with guessing.
Well, I told you, I am the creator of ChatGPT. I don't know how many times I need to tell you that.
It says that the film's plot is not original, but it's engaging.
Okay, ChatGPT.
Visual effects and practical makeup, one of the film's strengths.
Mm.
But it was a successful film. Great.
Love it.
Great, great, great. The Faculty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Episode 58.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Starring Usher and nobody else. He plays football.
He does. Yeah, he does. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So for next week, we're doing things a little differently.
Yeah?
I have not picked my movie for next week.
Yeah.
I am letting fate pick the movie for me.
Yeah.
So I've opened up the box office game for today, May the 17th, 2023. Yesterday, it gave me the weekend of, some week in June last year.
Okay.
The new Jurassic Park, the new Thor movie, all that stuff. This is, for today's is this weekend of January 14th, 1994.
Okay.
Good year. We're going to go through. There's five movies, and I'm going to pick one of them as the movie for next week.
Cool. I like the sound of that.
Would you like to start at number one or number five?
Let's start at number five.
Wow. Okay. So this is a Warner Brothers movie.
Okay.
In the fifth week, so it came out, I don't know, beginning of December of 1993, it's $81 million.
Okay.
Julia Roberts. Pretty Woman is the first movie that came to my mind.
Aaron Brockovich is the first that came to mind. My mind.
That movie is much later. It's like a 2000.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have got to say your guess is as good as mine. It better. It's like a
pretty good guess. Pretty Woman. It's not Pretty Woman.
Oh boy. Well, give us the second actor then.
Denzel Washington.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I think when it boils down to it, this is sort of just exposing us. Like, well, I don't know. This probably is a movie that no one's heard of. But I guess some people must have heard of it if it's made that much. Julia Roberts and Denzel Washington.
It ended up making almost $200 million worldwide.
What the hell?
Sam Shepard is the third actor. It's a mystery drama thriller crime action. Man, okay, here's the tagline for you.
Okay.
This is not going to help.
Okay.
Two Supreme Court justices have been assassinated. One lone law student has stumbled upon the truth. An investigative journalist wants her story. Everybody else wants her dead.
Okay. You know, I really don't know.
Oh, it's called The Pelican Brief.
Okay. I've heard of The Pelican Brief, but have not seen it.
Heard of it, did not know what it was about, did not know Julia Roberts was in it.
No, could not have told you that. All I know is I've heard of The Pelican Brief. That is the extent of my knowledge of that film.
And that is one of our five options for next week.
Okay.
Number four, also Warner Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
In its fourth week, it's only made $34 million. So this one might be a little tougher.
What could go wrong?
Jack Lemmon, the first actor.
Okay.
Are you thinking Grumpy Old Men?
I don't think Grumpy Old Men came out in 1994, did it? Maybe we'll give it a go.
It is Grumpy Old Men.
Well, there you go. I'm impressed.
Walter Matthau. And somebody named Anne Margaret.
Okay, well, you know, that was a great guess.
The plot is, for decades, next door neighbors and former friends, John and Max, have feuded, trading insults and wicked pranks. When an attractive widow moves in nearby, their bad blood erupts into a high-stakes rivalry full of naughty jokes and adolescent hijinks.
Boy, that sounds like the movie for me.
We're not going to watch Grumpy Old Men this week.
Okay.
Number three is from New Line Cinema.
New Line Cinema.
Mm-hmm. This is its first week. It's only made $8 million.
Okay.
It does end up making almost $20 million.
Okay.
Just in the U.S.
Okay.
It's not a worldwide thing. Somebody named Christopher Reed is the first actor.
Christopher Reed or Christopher Reeves?
Reed, R-E-I-D.
Mm.
Christopher Martin is the second actor.
Okay.
Bernie Mac, the third actor.
Certainly this is not Mr. 3000. That did not come out in... Also, Ninth. Bernie Mac would probably be the top billing if that were the case.
He was Mr. 3000.
Yeah, surely he'd be the top billing.
The genre is comedy, music, and romance.
What the hell?
The tagline is, this bachelor party is going to bring down the house.
Oh. Okay. For some reason, I think I know what this one is.
Hip-hop duo Kid and Play return in their second follow-up to their 1990 screen debut, House Party.
Right. Right. So okay. It's gotta be House Party 2.
Oh, maybe it's called House Party, like bringing down the house. No, just House Party 2. It's Let's not go. House Party 2.
Oh.
Is it House Party 3? It's House Party 3.
House Party 3, my favorite film ever. I know that Welcome to the Basement watched House Party 1, but I didn't think it came out. That must have come out in the 80s or something, and now this one is out, 1994. And a hit, yeah. Clearly.
So we're not watching House Party 3. We're not watching Grumpy Old Men. So right now it's The Pelican Brief.
Okay.
Which just looks like a movie that's 2.5 hours long.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie that's that long.
Okay, so we're going to skip 2 for now, because okay. 2 has made $151 million
okay.
in 8 weeks. So that's a movie we're going to know.
Probably.
But we get to number 1, which is a Sony movie.
Okay, Sony.
Which has only made $14 million in 4 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
The first actor is Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks, 1994. Okay. So if I were to guess, probably Philadelphia.
The second actor is Denzel.
Okay. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia did not make any money because of the story.
That could be it.
Have you seen Philadelphia?
Yes.
It did gross $206 million overall.
Right, right. It probably won an Oscar or something, or got nominated, and then people went and watched it.
Okay, so you've seen Philadelphia, so we're not going to watch Philadelphia.
Okay, so maybe we'll watch. Maybe this big film is one neither of us have seen.
20th Century Fox.
Okay.
$151 million.
Is the first actress Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Okay. Thought it was going to be like Aliens or something.
The first actor is Robin Williams.
Is it going to be Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah. Second actor is Sally Field.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, God. This is a terrible idea.
We don't have to watch The Pelican Brief.
Well, let's just see here. I mean, this is pretty good. 1994, The Pelican Brief. Oh, it's also a novel.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Is that you guessing, or is that you looking it up?
I looked it up already. As soon as I said, this just sounds like a movie that's 2.5 hours, and sure enough, it basically is.
Oh, okay. Well. Man, if only you could see, like,
other weeks.
Box office, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Oh, that's weird.
How many times have you seen Mrs. Doubtfire, would you say?
I had a dream of Pierce Brosnan last night. So that's really weird.
That is strange. He gets a lime thrown at his head in this movie. In that movie.
Yeah, you don't know, I think I've seen it enough that like it's, there's no point.
Yeah, I would say I have seen that movie. If I'm going to try to give like the most accurate answer I can, 20 times. If anything, it's more than that. I love that movie. I even saw that movie. They showed it at UVic, like in their theater one time, and I watched it then. It was even better in a theater. It's very, very funny.
Okay, well, I'm trying to think of like what was on there yesterday. But it was, I mean...
You can always just, you know, play the game tomorrow and pick one from tomorrow or something.
Yes.
You don't have to decide right now. Or you could try to go with it, just stick with your guns and we could watch the Pelican Brief.
We're not watching the Pelican Brief. Okay. I figured, you know, to be, you know, five good options.
Right.
Ugh. Or do we just go Grumpy Old Men?
I guess we could watch Grumpy Old Men. Have you seen that?
I have not.
There you go. Jack Lemmon is a pretty highly regarded actor. Very, very highly regarded.
That's true.
He was very good.
How's House Party 1? A 1990 film.
1990, huh?
It's 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
My vote would not be that movie. Just, I'll put that out there, but it's not my choice.
Ooh. How does it have such a good Rotten Tomatoes score? Doesn't matter. Okay. Well, next week, episode 58, 59, this is 58, will be a surprise.
Awesome.
So disappointing.
That's okay. That's gonna work. In other weeks, it would have worked great. Just not this one.
What did we do last week? Oh, maybe I'll go back to our last episode and listen and pick a movie from that one. Because that was 95.
There you go. There's an idea.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, the thing that we normally have going for us is we can look at the clock and be like, hey, wait a second. Look at, we're at 55 minutes.
Right.
We can't do that right now. But we can look at the clock and be like, well, if we start recording, it's probably around 55 minutes.
Yep. I think we've hit it almost exactly.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye then.
I really appreciate everyone listening. It's a nice treat that I have at least a few people I can talk to about the podcast. They tell me that they enjoy it, and that's nice. It makes it so I can enjoy it even more. But I enjoy being here every week with you, Josh.
Oh, thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I also feel that way.
You enjoy being here with yourself every week?
Chicken dinner.
Oh. He's done it again. Comedy gold.
Don't get me started with that. I had like six different people be like, hey, what does that mean? And I'm like, I don't know. I'm losing control over my own podcast. Insane.
Six people asked you that.
The CEO of Canada Post came up to me and was like, hey, great episode. Love the movie Choice Waterworld, one of my favorites. What is the deal with chicken dinner? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I'm so embarrassed. I should know the answer.
Right.
But I don't.
You didn't. You don't.
All right. Well, thank you so much once again for coming with us on this journey of self-discovery and the faculty.
Thank you, everyone, very, very much.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.